There's an incredible vision found in Daniel chapter 10, beginning in verse 4. Daniel says this, "And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude." The passage we just read would be described by theologians as a Christophany because it's an appearance by Jesus in the Old Testament before his incarnation. So, how do we know this is Jesus? Well, if you take a careful look at the description of Jesus found in Revelation chapter 1, the similarities are pretty much unmistakable. Eyes as flames of fire, feet like brass, and a voice that sounds like many waters. What I like about this particular Christophany is that it catches you by surprise. In many other cases, it gives you some sort of title for Jesus that gives away who it is. For example, in Daniel 3, he's the Son of Man. In Joshua 5, he's the commander of the host of the Lord. But in Daniel 10, there's no title, just a description. This is a certain man clothed in linen. Without a title, you have to read the description carefully to figure out who this is. You have to spend a few extra minutes in the passage examining Jesus by his biblical description. And frankly, that's something we should all be doing more regularly. The name of Jesus has become at least familiar to most of the world, and most people who know the name immediately conjure up a mental picture of who he is based on what they've heard or based on their experience with other Christians. To some people, Jesus was just a nice guy, and to others, a wise teacher. For proponents of the social gospel back in the 1960s and onward, Jesus took on the persona of a political revolutionary. And for much of Christianity in the 1980s and 90s, Jesus became the consummate businessman and motivational speaker. But what would we see if we just read the description? What would happen if Christians came back to the text of the Bible to see what it actually says? What would Jesus actually look like if we let him describe himself? That would be an important thing to know because Jesus himself stated that he came to show us the character of God. And of course, that's really the key issue at stake in the universe. It's the issue that's been called into question by fallen angels and by the human race ever since we joined those angels in rebellion. What exactly is God really like? Is he what he claims to be? Is he really a God of love and justice and mercy? I wonder what would happen if we allowed God to speak for himself and show us who he is through the incredible descriptions found in the Bible. Call it a hunch. But I'm guessing it might just clear up a lot of the confusion and provide Christians with a reliable template for a better way to live.